T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On a Friday afternoon on KMBZ. Twitter is really good for a meaningless debate, and that's what we're about to have based on, I didn't see this initially, but I just retweeted this at Jamie KMBZ on Twitter if you need a little help remembering what we're talking about here. Somebody put out on Twitter, today is May 20th, so today is the 22nd, so this was a couple of days ago. What is the best Chex Mix? This is going to be difficult to say. What is the best Chex Mix piece? You get to say that from now on, John. Chex Mix.
Thanks.
Chex Mix piece. It's just difficult to say. Okay. That,
how about ingredient? Should we say ingredient instead? Chex Mix ingredient?
So the person that tweeted this initially put up a picture, and we can describe them to you, asking people to rank them. They asked what's the best, and then other people have ranked these. There are 6. We will describe them to you if you need to see the picture, or if you forgot what these are. It's at Jamie KMBZ on Twitter. Feel free. And we can chat about this a little bit. And 22980, if you, again, this is, it's a Friday. And stuff like fun stuff like this is getting a lot of play on Twitter, so we're going to play along too. Okay, here are your 6 options, and I'm just going to read them in the order that they're in the picture. Mini breadstick, the rye chip, the square pretzel, the corn chex, the wheat chex, or the circle pretzel. Those 6. Mini breadstick, rye chip, square pretzel, corn chex, wheat chex, or circle pretzel. Those are your 6. What's the best Chex Mix piece out of the group? 22980. Or if you have an impassioned opinion about this, 5767798.
Here is, you know how much I love my Chex Mix, especially the sour cream and onion flavor, which is the best of the best of the best. Mm-hmm. But, I would, rather than picking a favorite, because they're all like my children, I would say if there was one I could do without, I would probably
start
say...
There. We can start because, there. Which one would you eliminate?
See, my first inclination would be one or the other of the pretzels, because they're kind of the same. It's just a different shape.
Why do you need two?
Right. Why do you need round pretzels and square pretzels? You really don't. However, I'm not sure I would go in that direction because, there is a lot to be said for a good crunch. So I would probably get rid of the breadsticks. The little breadsticks have no flavor at all. They're not terribly crunchy. They're just sort of taking up space.
No. aren't they seasoned? They're seasoned, though. Or is it just
not
the whole
really.
Bag is seasoned?
Yeah, I think it's just the whole bag. I mean, the seasoning goes, whether you're getting the sour cream and onion or the cheddar or the whatever, that stuff just gets all over everything. So, I just got no use for the breadsticks.
So that's probably my favorite out of the bag is the mini breadstick.
Okay. All right.
I think I would probably get rid of the rye chip.
That's where most of the crunch comes from.
It's almost too much crunch.
All
and
right.
There's too much of a burnt flavor to me in the rye chip that I don't care for. I don't like that. It's the same reason why I don't really need the wheat chex either, because it's too much of a burnt flavor. I know that's not what it is, but to me, it's too much of an overcooked flavor that I don't care for. Bitter. I think it's bitter.
Yeah, but you get a little sweetness out of the Wheat Chex too. I mean, you got to chew them for a while, but after a little bit, you get that. I mean, it's the same thing you get from a good wheat bread. There's just a tiny little hint of sweet in there. And you know, without getting too far into it, it's just your spit converting the complex carbohydrates to sugar is what that is. But still, it's great. So yeah. I mean, between the two checks, if I was going to say, okay, get rid of the wheat ones or the corn ones, yeah, I'm with you. I'd probably get rid of the wheat ones, but I love them both.
We can throw this out. Okay, so if you're texting in, we need to make sure we're doing this in a consistent way, and it's my fault for turning it around a little bit. Tell me the best piece. We started talking about the one you would get rid of. If you're going to text in, tell me the best piece out of the six. Again, I'll run through them again. The mini breadstick, the rye chip, the square pretzel, the corn chex, the wheat chex, or the circle pretzel. If anyone wants to add something to this, we can have that conversation too. Is there something else that belongs in this bag?
Well, and I love the way this works, because within a couple of texts of each other, we have A, the rye chip is disgusting, it has to go, and B, mm-hmm. I love me some crispy rye bread pieces. So yeah, there is never going to be any agreement on this whatsoever. And I will say this, I have a lot of respect for the person who said, does anybody remember Doodads? The best, way better than Chex Mix. Okay, I would dispute that they're way better than Chex Mix, but yes, Doodads were very similar in concept. You know, just a snack mix of a bunch of different stuff. And they also had those little cheddar, they were almost like the mini breadsticks, but they were cheddar flavored and they were awesome. And with the box of Doodads, if you flip it upside down, it looks like it says Spapoop. I always kind of dug that too.
Well, that was information I needed. Thanks for that. Thank you for that. Okay, Texter asks, where are the peanuts? Is there a place for peanuts in the Chex Mix? I can see that. We could have that discussion. Sure. It wouldn't be my favorite piece. In fact, if I were to take one out, it might be the one I would take out.
Doodads had peanuts.
What about like an almond or something? I don't know that I would do peanut, but I could see doing an almond. I know. Because they have better texture to me, and they're bigger than a peanut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe almonds is what I would add. I like the rye chip is the point of contention right now on the text line, and I love that.
Wow. Disparaging the rye chip. Disparaging the rye chip is a criminal offense, according to one of our texters.
Why do we need... I'm going to go with you, though. Why do we need two kinds of pretzels in the bag?
I don't know.
Why are there two kinds of pretzels? What's the point?
Now, if you were going to lose one, would you lose the round one or the square one?
Round.
I'd probably lose the round one. Yeah. Pets. I'd lose the round one.
It is
one.
Unanimous. It is unanimous because there's not as much pretzel there. It takes up too much space. You know? The
Cats,
square
what
pretzel,
do
you got a lot
your best
going
part?
On there.
So,
let's go to Cats. Let's get another vote here.
Okay. So the best part for me, I also think, is the rye chip. I think the rye chip, especially with if we're just talking about a regular bag of Chex Mix, because John brings up the sour cream was what you were saying was your favorite.
Onion, yes.
Yeah, sour cream and onion. The fact that if we're just going the straight original OG Chex Mix, you have to have a little bit of flavoring. And I think the fact of the rye chip bringing... I'm going to say it's kind of a mesquite flavoring kind of that, you know, it's a little bit dull. It's a little bit kind of, you know, a burnt flavor to it, but there is a little bit of flavoring to it because really when you look at the corn chex and the wheat chex, which I do think you have to keep both of them because the name of the said food is Chex Mix. So I think you have to have, if you have mainly in a taco salad, if you have other ingredients besides lettuce, it's not really considered a salad at that point. So I think you have to make sure and keep in both Chexes. But yes, I the rye chip is my favorite out of everything. Mini breadstick, though, is my honorary mention, though, for best.
I want to get in one other little piece of information here because somebody just brought this up on the text line. Can we all agree that cherry picking, going through the Chex Mix and picking out your favorite pieces and leaving everybody else with all the dregs of what's left over is also no go?
I'll agree
with
that.
Don't we all do it? Don't we all do it?
Well, now we know you do.
For sure I do. And you do it too. I guarantee you other people do it.
Absolutely not.
If you're because you assume that not everyone has the same favorite. Right?
Okay, we'll go with that.
If you're buying the bag for yourself and it's just like if this is just for personal consumption, then have at it. By all means, do you. But if you're at a party or you know that you're going to have people at your place, then you can't be that guy or gal.
I'm that guy.
Yes. You can't
I'm
be that guy. You can't be that guy or gal then. But there is an exception to that rule though. If you bought it,
it's all yours.
Then there's a little bit of leeway. But other than that, though, know the situation, know your audience.
I think the text line is proving to me why it's okay to just pick out your favorites, even if you're sharing the bag with other people. Because the funny thing to me about this conversation is that on Twitter, it seemed like the most love was for the corn checks. Far and away, that was the best piece. Text line is showing me favorites are all over the board. That is proving to me that the favorite piece is going to be varied in my group. And so what I pick as my favorite and eat all of is not going to be the same as somebody else's. So now I have less shame in doing that.
Well, yeah. And here's an interesting piece out of Medium.com, because they also did a ranker. One of their writers at Medium, Kelly Dickinson, did a ranker of her worst to best. So let's take her votes into account on this as well, since apparently she's an expert. Number six, this would be the worst piece, square pretzels. Interesting take. She loses all of us on that one. Number five, wheat chex. Number four, breadsticks. She says pretty darn close to the middle because they are good but not great. Number three on hers was the circle pretzels. If you want to know the difference for her, she says it's you know, as long as they're dusted on all sides with flavoring, a pretzel is a pretzel. But the shape of the circle pretzel facilitates putting your tongue through it, and that's fun. I never would have thought of that, but okay, sure. Number two, okay. Number two is the rye crackers, and number one is the corn chex.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the text line is not more passionately defending the corn chex. We need to take a break, though. Again, keep them coming in. Give us your, if you don't want to rank them, that's fine. If that's overwhelming, then just tell us what's your favorite out of the bag. Later in the show, the other debate that's been happening on Twitter, and you can be thinking about this and we'll take your suggestions later, is the thing that Chex Mix, when you take that and then you cover it in chocolate and powdered sugar, there's a debate happening about what that is called. Be thinking about that. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. It's 1220 here on KMBZ. What's the best piece in the Chex Mix bag? This is the hardest thing to say ever. Okay, here's the list out of the six. Which is the best? The mini breadstick, the rye chip, the square pretzel, the corn chex, the wheat chex, or the circle pretzel. If Twitter let you have more than four options, I put this on Twitter, they don't. So you can just text us which one you think is the best. And I think it's funny, the debate about whether it's okay to be a cherry picker of your favorite piece. And this is the text line using its power for good here, because this is my favorite text of the day. Cherry picking rye crisps when sharing a bowl with your family is a must. My two boys are aggressive cherry pickers. So first grab, first get. The boys are aggressive cherry pickers. I think that's funny. I don't have a problem with that. I think go for it, because the text line is showing me that everybody has a different favorite. So it all works out in the end.
It's called a mix. How can it be a mix if you're cherry picking? Then it's not a mix. It's a handful of ripe crisps.
Okay, valid point that if you really do just like one thing out of the six, then just go buy a bag of that one thing instead of doing the mix.
Honestly, see, there's the marketing genius in you, Jamie Monticelli, because that's what they ought to do. Can you imagine if Chex had a bag of just rye crisps, I would go buy those. If they had a bag that was just the corn chex, I mean, technically they do, it's corn chex cereal. But I mean, if they had one that was flavored like Chex Mix is, then yeah, I mean, they would sell the heck out of that. You know, the unmixed versions of all of that. Yeah, they could do that. That would work.
I mean, I appreciate the fact that you have, and I'm putting this on Twitter, that you think I have marketing genius, but I'm not going to take
the
credit for that.
Where it's due.
You can make Chex Mix yourself at home. And if you're going to make it at home, you have to buy all of those things individually. So I think somebody already thought of it.
Oh yeah. But I mean, long before Chex Mix was ever packaged and manufactured in a bag, they had the recipe for it on the back. You know, on the back of the when you went to buy a box of Wheat Chex, you had the recipe. It was like Ritz crackers did with mock apple pie for a million years, which I still have never had one of, and I will not do that. But but I've heard people swear by it, so what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. But yeah, they had to bake it, and they told you what the seasonings were. It's obviously salt is a big part of it, but there was a couple of other things in there as well. And they just told you how to do it, so sure.
All right, let's see. I'm looking to see if there's a consistent theme here on the text line, which one is the favorite. There's no consistent favorite. There seems to be a lot of debate about the rye chips, which I think is hilarious, but there's no consistent favorite across the board. I mean, no one's going to rave. She didn't say the list that you gave me. I think it's funny that for the reasons that she liked the pretzels. I don't think anybody's ever going to rave about pretzels being the best part of anything unless they're covered in chocolate. Right.
Filler.
That's the only time we love pretzels is when they're covered in something else. Mm-hmm. So no one's going to rave about the pretzels, it seems. And I don't think anybody's raving about the Wheat Chex either. It seems to be the other three that the debate is happening on.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, too, because the Wheat Chex also, and I can see a consistent theme in what you like personally versus what you don't like, in that not only are the rye crisps the crispiest part of it, so are the Wheat Chex, much crispier than the Corn Chex. Corn Chex are almost like foam.
Foam?
Yeah, like styrofoam. I mean, you know, they're not anywhere near as firm as the Wheat Chex are.
Oh no, you're right, but we're kind of talking about two completely different things. Again, I don't like the Wheat Chex because I think they taste bitter and burnt.
Yeah.
I like the Corn Chex not because of the. Yeah, you're right. They are just kind of they're not. There needs to be a middle ground between the two. I like the Corn Chex because I think they have better flavor. But I don't need the Wheat Chex are also, wow, are we going deep here? They're smushed flatter. The Corn Chex, there's more room in between it in the middle. You know what I mean?
They're airier. Okay, they're more puffed.
You got me. Yes, they are more puffed than the Wheat Chex.
Which brings an interesting sidebar in this whole mix. Why are Rice Chex not part of Chex Mix?
That's a good question. Yes, it's 12:30 and we have an interview coming up, but I'm going to take 30 seconds and ask this question. Is there a dramatic difference in flavor between Rice Chex and Corn Chex and Wheat Chex?
Maybe not.
The Wheat Chex, I think, are more burnt, but that's just me. Maybe I'm the only one. Is there a big difference between Corn Chex and Rice Chex in terms of flavor?
Corn Chex might be a little sweet. Yeah, maybe that's it. The Rice Chex just don't bring anything.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.